conception and the, how would you say, the birth of reggae music in Jamaica, the evolution of reggae music from ska to rock steady and mento and then eventually into reggae. And the word reggae is a Latin word that means to the king. The evolution of Jamaican music, as well as the combination of the most horrific form of slavery, because you know, the rum and the sugar cane, the worst slave, who punished slaves by sending them to Jamaica to cut sugar cane to the pirates and the cheap rum. So the most, how would you say, the most energetic type of music that we feel came out of Jamaica was reggae, as it evolved from the mento and the rock steady and the ska. It eventually, reggae means to the king. When we became aware of Haile Selassie being an actual king from the House of David, we didn't want anything to do with presidents and prime ministers anymore. We have an African king. We're an African nation. So this is what we began embracing. A lot of misconceptions. People, oh, they say he's God, he's this, he's that. Well, he's our king. In Israel, Israel's king is Israel's God. And this is what we in Jamaica realize, that we are the nation. They talk in Ezekiel 37, these dry bones that come off, they don't have no leader, and all of a sudden they realize they're the nation of Israel. So the first thing we say was, Yahoo! Hallelujah! So we created reggae music out of the evolution of the art forms that were happening in Jamaica. And it was specifically dedicated, we say livicated because we don't want to deal with this death. It was livicated to the king of Ethiopia. So every reggae song that came out from the mid-60s was dedicated to King Haile Selassie. And then Warner Brothers and different Chris Black or different commercial people from America came in and they started, well, sing about Gal, and sing about this, and sing about that, Calypso, and we sing about all kind of things in Calypso. So they began encouraging the reggae artists in Jamaica to mix and mingle. And that's what happened with the pop reggae that you hear now. But what I'm sharing with you, like Bob Marley, he went to some of my elders to learn the difference in reggae, and that time it was called rock steady. And when it evolved into what's called reggae, spirituality was involved. Bob became vegetarian, he started wearing dreadlocks, he started really reading and studying his Bible. And this is where most of Bob Marley's lyrics come from. A lot of them are quotations from Proverbs, quotations from books of Psalms. If you know by the rivers of Babylon, it's Psalms 137, almost word for word. So, and we're going to go and play some music now. If y'all have any questions, I'll be glad if I can answer them. I'm going to answer them. But the best thing with reggae is to do it, to demonstrate it and then to create it. Y'all have to imagine, and it's easy here, that under the palm tree, the sun is hot, the breeze is blowing, and you're going to start singing. Undulate. Heartbeat is at a cool rate, and the music is going to be a part of your entire being. That's what reggae is all about. That's why it seems so simple, but it's very complex. It's very stimulating. Do you have any questions? If no questions, we can all start playing music, singing music. Any questions? Oh,
yeah!
Let's do it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Reggae notes. Let's just remind you one love. One love.
Ten so it's with one love.
about what you're saying. Think about what you're saying. So there's spirit underneath it because it's a little flat. You know, I can't do it.
You see the same before it raised flat. Just think about what you're saying when you sing. And don't just like sing the words alone, but feel what you're seeing, saying what you're saying.
Energy. I think we stood up would be better off.
Yes. Just giving
I think we stood up.
Just, yeah. Just
giving and we switched.
Did you get the music last week?
Yeah, so
did you get the music? Did you get the music? There's a new music. There's a new music out there. Okay. Can someone say that if people weren't here last week, there's new music?
Yes.
Anybody that wasn't